Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. We're learning Sfas Tamim from the Chavetz Chaim, Paragimel, Shin number 26. The Chavetz Chaim is continuing to discuss the severity of the Isser of Gezel, of theft. If a person steals, there are a few Averas that go straight up to Shemayim, go straight to the Kisei HaKavod, and they bang on the door and go straight into Hashem, and they prosecute against the person. The Chavetz Chaim brings a mashal for a person who steals, and then he does a mitzvah with that stolen item. Like the Gemara tells us about a lulav hagozel, a stolen lulav. Or a person steals and gives tzedakah, gives charity with that stolen money. How this is so despised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mashal is of a minister of a king who's traveling to go collect taxes, and out from behind the bushes, a group of bandits, they attack the ministers and they steal their money and they steal their clothing and they run away. Sometime later, these thieves, the bandits, they're caught and they go to jail. While this bandit, this ganif, is in jail, that same minister who was going to collect the taxes sees him in jail and he says that when you go before the king, tell him you have someone who can speak favorably on your behalf. So the thief says, I have something that belongs to you. He takes out the shirt that he stole from this minister and gives it back to him. And he says, okay, I'll mention your name to the king that you can speak on my behalf. The next day, this thief standing in front of the king, and the king asks him, do you have anyone who can speak on your behalf? He says, yes, I have a certain minister. So the minister is called to the court, and the king says, what can you say about this person? So the minister says, well, some time ago, your highness asked me to go collect taxes, and this thief that was found in jail, this person, he came, he attacked me, he stole all my money, and the proof is, this is my shirt that I was wearing that he just gave back to me when he was in jail. Sounds quite ridiculous. Everybody else in the room is lamenting. This is the defense. The defense became the prosecutor. That's the mashal. The nimshal says, the Chavetz Chaim, a person who steals a lulav is to protect a person. A lulav is to do a mitzvah, to come close to Hashem. And he uses a stolen lulav. Does Hashem want a stolen lulav? Person steals money, and he gets stuck with stolen money. Is that what Hashem wants from a person? He's now creating, instead of a schus, he's creating a prosecutor, prosecuting malachim against him. Instead of creating these malachim to protect him, he's creating these malachim to attack him.